One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Today we're going to be reading some of the most unhinged Reddit stories that I have found in the past month. We did this before and it was a great time. Now we're doing it again, and I am joined by Mac Does It and Jackie. Yeah.
Yes.
Mac, do you read Reddit stories at all, or?
No, but I know how unhinged they are because mm-hmm. they go viral everywhere. So.
Right. Right.
I've seen the crazy dipshit that happens.
Yeah, and Jack, you and I have done this before
on
Twitch.
I love giving my opinion.
Well, we have some insane ones today. We'll try to see if we find a common theme amongst all of them as we go. Mm-hmm. But unhinged is what we're starting with. And this first story is not even the craziest one we're going to read.
Okay.
But buckle up, because we're going 0 to 60 pretty
all
fast.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Mom, my juice box.
6 years ago, I switched my wife's cat with a more well-behaved lookalike.
Oh.
I'm triggered.
So this is from the subreddit True Off My Chest. So this is a confession that someone is making.
Demon.
6 years ago, I swapped my then-girlfriend, now-wife's cat with a more well-behaved lookalike. She had an all-black cat that was extremely aggressive. It scratched everyone, hissed at everyone, and didn't use its litter box half the time. My wife insisted she could get it to behave better. 1 week, she went out of town to visit her family, and I was supposed to go to her apartment and feed it. The first night I went over, it scratched the shit out of my arm. I joked to the cat that it's not special and I'll replace it if it scratches again. The joke stuck with me until I had thought about it enough that it wasn't a joke. The next morning, I went to the local animal shelter. I found an identical cat who was already litter box trained and acclimated to people, but was a little skittish. Its old owner died of a heart attack, and the animal shelter people said they think that's why it was skittish. But overall, it was a lot friendlier and better behaved, and the skittishness would help it resemble the original cat. So I adopted it, took it to my wife's apartment, settled it in, then drove her original cat to an animal shelter a town over. Mm-hmm. I was paranoid my wife would find out if I took it to a local one. It's been 6 years since then. We got married 4 years ago. We still have the swapped cat. It answers to the original cat's name. My wife knows nothing. She loves this cat and brags about how much better behaved it is. Every time I see it, I feel like a total piece of shit. There's an edit. For the people saying the other cat was likely euthanized by the shelter, I just double-checked, and the shelter I dropped it off at is still a no-kill shelter. I like these, like, but I checked just now, and it isn't, so I'm not bad, but he didn't check when he dropped it off. Jackie, how does that make you feel?
I have a black cat.
Oh, so you're triggered.
I'm so triggered right now, because this is a weak-ass man, because what? He met the cat one night, and the next day he dropped the cat off?
All because it got scratched.
Because it got
scratched him once,
one
and he
time?
Was like, I'm taking
you. A little boo-boo.
What a weak man.
Yeah, no, he knew the cat a bunch, but then when he went over to babysit it one night, it scratched him, and then he joked, like, hey, if you scratch me again, I'm gonna take you, and then he was just like, you know what, I'm just gonna do that.
That's still a weak-ass man. The fact that he married her is, I wanna be with her, but I can't be with the cat, so I'm gonna go drop the cat off, who might die. I'm gonna go kill this cat, potentially, because it scratched me one
time.
He
did not check at the time.
Exactly. Those shelters are not a shelter. Okay?
It's just so sad. Like, that cat, she'd had it for years.
Yeah.
Like, to drop it.
I can't That's why I was cracking up in the beginning. It's a ridiculous story.
It's insane.
The fact that he like planned to like go to one outside of the town.
Yeah.
So like she would never find out. That's kind of.
I feel so awful that he brought the like new cat first. Like, he brought in the new cat, he's like, this is your replacement, and then took the old cat.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
It's weird.
We have a bunch of comments here. Best of luck if y'all have kids. Finding a lookalike child is way harder.
A weak man.
If this is real, under no circumstances should you ever tell her. You will completely destroy her trust. Response, I mean, he doesn't really have her, he doesn't really deserve her trust already, does he? True. Unless a shelter has unlimited funds and a vet on site, no animal control is a no-kill shelter. They work hard with local rescues to find homes or foster care for the more adoptable pets. The sickly, super old, injured beyond vet care, etc., are put to sleep before the adoptable pets. You remind me of the main character in You.
Oh. Yeah, that cat's probably dead. Like, he checked.
Don't say that.
Don't.
I'm really
rooting for this cat.
The cat got adopted by a better. The cat's probably dead.
The cat's probably dead.
If the cat wasn't nice, its chances of getting adopted are slimmer.
Are very
but,
low,
like, it's
yeah.
so sad. That's.
Also, the black cat. There's a lot of prejudice against these black cats. So if the cat was mean, it was an angry black cat. And we don't even know the gender. If it was an angry black cat woman, probably didn't get adopted, probably dead. The world's against them. I'm talking about the cat, not about myself.
She's having a moment. Let her have her moment.
Anyways.
Support black cats.
Support black cats.
Support black cats.
All right, so this next one is... Am I the asshole for making a real-life Pokedex of girls at my university? All the crew members offset just went, I think we already know the answer.
Oh, yes.
To this. Okay.
I'm open-minded.
Okay.
So, freshman year of college, I began working on this project casually. I like to keep notes on women I talk to about their favorite things, activities they enjoy, gifts, candy they like, sappy shit like that. I suck at remembering things like that, so I decided to keep a spreadsheet. Eventually, after getting a handful of entries, I offhandedly mentioned it to my friend group. One had the idea that I share it with them so we could all keep new entries as they caught different entries. So this expanded further. Right now, about 40 guys have access to it, and it's mainly the guys in my frat, and the women featured are girls from different sororities. We also added more information such as, like, where you should take them if you really want to impress them. We don't keep this information for any nefarious or scumbaggy reasons. Just to help us know what to do if we want to impress certain girls. Like, the original idea of this was just to keep information like favorite colors so I didn't ever forget their favorite colors. Now it's helping a lot of guys. Somehow, a girl who was on the list found out and she was pissed the fuck off. She was eventually able to trace it back to me, so I assume someone who was simping for her snitched when the Pokedex wasn't making the girl like him. So she's pissed off and she made it out to be a guide to hooking up with women when it's most definitely not that. It's just to make impressing them on dates easier. That's it. She's made a big deal of this, telling so many girls around campus, and now they're all saying that by the start of the fall semester, none of them will be visiting our fraternity or going to our parties. Now all the guys are mad at me when I'm not even the one who told girls about the list, and they were all using the list. I also think it's unfair to say the list was all about sex when it wasn't at all. Am I the asshole? There's an edit. I'm not a stalker. There was no information in it that could have been used to hurt someone, mm-hmm. only to have a better date. And it all isn't right. about sex. I never used it for just sex.
Come on, I'm a nice guy.
Come on.
Nice guy.
I just have all your information on this list that I'm giving to a bunch of people. Come on.
No.
I just wonder how this was working. Like, these girls were showing up on dates, and they're just like, oh, yeah, my favorite color is blue. Strange. I just guessed that. Capricorn? Yeah. I don't know. I'm just good at guessing these things. Like, at a certain point, I feel like these women on this campus had to be like, all these guys know a lot about me.
Yeah. It makes me feel so uncomfortable. And also, like, do they all have short-term memory? Like, what... Like the yeah. the info.
It's frat boys, right?
It's a fraternity. It's essentially one fraternity was like sharing this amongst themselves.
Yeah.
They had all this data about all the women on their campus.
Isn't that how Facebook started?
This is literally how Mark Zuckerberg started Facebook. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not kidding.
Oh, yay.
Yummy, yeah. Yummy,
see?
Yummy.
And he's a good guy.
He's a good guy, right?
I'm a little surprised by this because, like, this takes so much work. Like, I feel like it would be easier to just remember things than mm-hmm. to put all this effort into this.
Also, how many people do you need to look up? Like, you know what I mean? Like, because yeah. it's clearly not working. Like,
right.
something's not working if there's several women that you have to go, like, why? You're not trying to have sex, but you also need a list of all the women that you are interacting with. But because you don't want to have sex, you just want to take all
it's
these women on dates.
At all.
It's not for sex.
So I need to know all these bitches and where they like to eat. Oh, Chelsea likes chilies. Like, but I don't want to have sex with her.
No sex.
I just want to make sure Chelsea's going to have a good time with any of my brothers.
So we have some comments here.
Great.
Says, okay, let me see if I can explain this. Imagine you're a girl. Imagine talking to a guy, maybe going on a date or two, whatever, and he seems nice. You two get along and seem compatible. Then you find out that all of those nice things he did was because he had access to a database of information about your likes and dislikes and other information. Not only yours, but a bunch of other women's info too. And not only that, but loads of guys have access to this info. Now, as a girl, you are hyper aware of the danger of stalking, etc. Quite probably you have female friends and or family with traumatic experiences regarding this. One of the few ways you have to keep yourself safe is to share information about yourself wisely. And suddenly you realize that tons of guys you do not know and do not trust, have had all this information about you to try and win you over. That is fucking terrifying. For what I hope are obvious reasons, there are plenty of other things wrong with this. You've basically set out a goddamn menu of women for men to pick and choose from, describing it as a Pokedex. But hopefully this might give you somewhere to start. You're the asshole. Delete this database immediately. Your convenience does not trump women's safety.
I forgot he called it a Pokedex. Yeah. That made it even worse now.
It's not about sex.
He put those things in quotations of like, yeah, and they would catch this stuff. And it's like, no, this is weird, man. Like,
I also like how he said that someone must have simped to this girl to confess that this,
you're
that
right.
he did
That's
this.
Such it's a like, tell wait. Of what an asshole he yeah. is, that he's just like, oh, like, God, like, he put the woman first. Like, he thought, yeah. he thought about
you.
Her feelings.
Yeah.
What are you doing, man?
He fucked it up for all of us.
No,
now we can't take Chelsea to Chili's.
Who's gonna know Diana's favorite color is pink?
Damn it.
Yeah. I wouldn't want anyone to know my favorite restaurant, though, because, like, it's probably super specific, right? And then it's like, I don't want everyone, all 40 men, knowing that I'm at this specific location every Friday.
Or like, I go to Chili's yeah, on Friday night every time.
Well, my favorite Costco hot dog place is.
But you would start getting suspicious if your favorite restaurant was Chili's and every guy who was asking you out was asking you out to Chili's. And you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Every guy keeps asking me to my favorite
Chili's
restaurant.
Chili's just yeah. suddenly in nowadays, yeah. I guess. Wow.
Holy shit.
Everyone's hip to it now.
Who's a bigger asshole? Cat guy? Pokedex guy.
I think cat guy.
I think cat guy's worse.
Cat
that's
guy,
more.
Yeah.
Kill the cat.
That's really that's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if this person's worse than these two guys. Am I the asshole for being mad my boyfriend won't make noodles the way I like? Okay.
How mad?
Let's see.
He's getting beat up.
Okay, this sounds dumb, but hear me out. I have always been a picky eater, especially when it comes to tomatoes. Ever since I was a kid, my dad would make my spaghetti different from the rest of the house. I like having an essence of the sauce flavor on the noodles, but not the overpowering flavor having noodles bathed in sauce creates. So here's where it gets a bit odd. My dad would separate my spaghetti from the family's after putting the sauce on, and then would rinse the sauce off with the sink and strainer. I love noodles like this, as it is a nice, subtle tomato vibe given to the mild spaghetti. She's 20 and her boyfriend is 26, so.
Oh.
My. Yeah, that's it. Look, it warrants a reaction. My boyfriend has known about this since we've started dating. He always told me my food habits were cute. We okay. have been dating for almost 3 years now and moved in together at the beginning. Wait, what?
Sorry.
It says, my 20 boyfriend, 26, has known about this since we first started dating. He always told me about my food habit. My food habits were cute. We've been dating for almost 3 years now. And moved in together at the beginning of the pandemic, which this math is really weird, so we could be in lockdown together. Ever since we moved in together, he insisted on taking charge of cooking and all cooking-related tasks, dishes, grocery shopping, etc. And he assigned me the role of cleaning the bulk of the apartment. We split other tasks pretty much 50-50 too. Everything was perfect, and he always seemed to be making noodles the way I liked them when we had them. This was until last week when we last had spaghetti. We ate and everything was good, but afterwards he started teasing me by saying things like, "You really like your pasta with an essence of tomato," and "How is your tomato essence, babe?" Always using finger quotes around the word essence. After a few comments, I felt something was off and asked him if he had done anything differently with tonight's noodles than he usually does, and he started laughing. When he finally stopped laughing, he told me the whole truth while smirking. He said, "I didn't do anything different than I usually do. I have never been making it the way you have requested." Apparently, the entire time we've been living together, he's just been skipping the pasta sauce on my noodles entirely. He claimed that if I didn't notice for this long, then it shouldn't matter that he is making dinner in a way that is easier for him. I disagree entirely. I think the lying was a huge breach of trust, and so was the refusal to make dinner how I wanted. I have admittedly been acting passive-aggressively to him since, but he thinks he did nothing wrong, that I'm overreacting, and that I need to let it go. Am I the asshole? There's an edit here. My boyfriend found the post and is not happy. I'm debating pouring the sauce directly down the drain to spite him. Edit 2. So a lot has happened since this morning. Y'all may be happy to hear we broke up. We had a huge blow-up fight since he found the post, which led to me breaking up with him. He did not like being called a predator, and I started to think y'all had a point about that, so I ended up breaking up with him. He attempted to plead with me a bit. My parents pay our rent, so he can't afford the place without me, but I wouldn't budge.
Sorry!
Now, now some things I found out in the argument. First, he is not a pharmacist like he always told me. He just works at CVS. Second, he has actually cheated on me multiple times with other girls that go to my college. And lastly, and worst of all, he has never actually... Wait. And lastly, and worst of all, he has never actually been allergic to dogs and just doesn't like them.
Oh, that's okay.
That's the worst of all.
Worst of all?
That's the worst of all, according to her. I need to go to the comments on this because the math.
The math is here.
The math is.
20, yeah.
The math
20 is minus mathing. 3? 20 minus 3. You don't need to do the comments for that, Shane.
I know, but I'm just saying like it's.
Say it right now. 20 minus 3, what is it, Shane?
Well, yes.
Welcome to Beppardy. 20 minus 3.
She was 17 and he was 23 when they first met. This whole post is awful.
Very dynamic couple, you know?
Yeah.
Parents paying rent.
Yeah.
Honestly, the first thing I thought, I was like, this girl ain't got real problems.
Oh my God. He didn't make my spaghetti with the essence of tomato. He didn't put the sauce on the noodles and wash them off the way that I like.
At first, I thought it was going to be just like one night that happened, but then you kept on talking.
It just kept going. She could have easily been the asshole in this story, but every piece of information that we found out made this guy worse.
Brick by brick.
Yeah.
Boy, and we built Rome.
She sounds like a baby. A literal baby.
She sounds like a baby, and that doesn't help his cause either. Let's take out all the other context. If this was a normal couple, just two people of the same age, who are not assholes, like, that you know, they've got a good relationship.
And they pay their own rent.
She wants to make her pasta like this, and he lied to her and didn't make the pasta the way
and
she
they
wanted.
Share
how would you
parts.
Feel about just the pasta part of it all?
It feels like a power trip.
Yeah.
Like on her end?
On his end.
On his end.
On his end, it feels like he's power tripping, but also too, if someone's not making me pasta the way I like it, then I make my own pasta.
That's kind
of
my thought.
If I want pasta with the essence of tomato sauce, I'm going to put my own essence in my pasta.
I will rinse my own pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah. She also didn't realize. She he'd apparently been doing that for a while. So like she didn't even realize. So it's just the idea of how it's prepared that matters to her. It's not how it actually tastes. Right? Because she wasn't upset until he told her, no, I didn't make it how you.
Yeah, but why did he tell her?
That's weirder, is how the power trip of it all.
Yeah.
But I'm saying on her end, she also.
It's like a placebo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. It's definitely weird that he did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like.
I feel like you're on his
how
side.
How would she here. Not know?
I'm not on his
that
side.
That doesn't have an essence of tomato. What? How does it? I'm confused.
She essentially likes tomato flavored pasta.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want tomato sauce.
She wants
the pasta to have like a little hint.
I think it's messed up because that was part of their like bargaining, how he
True.
Made her clean, so he's going to prepare her food.
Her phrasing on that was strange too, that he was like, he
assigned tasks.
Her for this and this and this. And
yeah,
whatever.
And so
it's all weird. Reddit's verdict was that everyone sucks.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. I still think he's worse than her.
She's stupid.
Now she's hopefully never going to get into a relationship like this again.
You get caught up in tomato essence and then suddenly you're dating a 26-year-old
yeah.
who's not even putting the tomato essence in your pasta.
Yeah, and not even working at CVS.
And your parents are paying your rent.
Yeah. For a pharmacist.
What? So many twists and turns. So we have another food-related one.
Great.
Am I the asshole for telling my girlfriend her cultural food is gross and unhealthy? So,
well, yes. The answer is yes.
I think we know.
Thank you. I'm glad I'm here. Thank you. I'll leave now.
Done? All right. So, my girlfriend is Pakistani. She's 28, and I am white, 31.
Oh.
Can't
here
relate.
We go.
We have been together for 3 years, but live separately. My lease just ended and my new place isn't ready yet, so I asked my girlfriend if I could move in with her. I told her I can't pay rent or for groceries since my new apartment's rent is higher than what I was paying at my old place, so I need to save. She was hesitant, but agreed eventually since
rent.
I have nowhere else to go. So he's moving apartments. He's moving it, like his new place, he's probably waiting a couple weeks.
Okay.
So he's moving, I just want to make sure yeah. I understand. He's moving in with her temporarily and will not be providing rent or groceries because the home in which he's moving into that is not ready yet costs more than he can afford, so he cannot
yes.
provide anything to the household that he's about to stay in for a few weeks. Okay,
yes.
I just want to make sure.
You got that all exactly.
Great.
Okay.
I was a little confused.
I work from home and she works a demanding job from the office. She is a social worker and has been experiencing burnout, apparently.
Apparently.
I don't even know what she does, but she's burned out.
How can you be burned out from talking?
I'm sorry. Help people. It's not that hard. She always tells me how exhausted she is, but won't find another job. Usually I can manage to cook with whatever ingredients she has. It annoys me that we can't eat the same thing, but I'm not a fan of her cultural foods since they smell and taste strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
How are they together?
It's just pasta with tomato essence. He's like, this is really powerful.
Some pepper.
What is this? It's salt. A lot of times she doesn't want to cook much after coming home from work, so she eats leftovers or random scraps.
Can't deal with these men.
Stuff like rice with yogurt, tomatoes and cucumbers, or naan bread with dips and frozen kebabs. When she does cook for herself, it'll be some rice with onions and spices and no meat unless she has frozen kebabs or frozen food her parents give her. Yesterday, she came home from work and burst into tears because a client physically attacked her. She said she's not going to work for a couple days. I told her to just leave that job, but she gave me a glare and went away. She was a mess while cooking and ended up messing up her food. The rice was too mushy and had too much yellow stuff in it, and she had nothing else to eat it with except yogurt, so she just ate that. I felt like I had enough, so told her about her unhealthy food habits. Incredible timing. I told her she needed more protein and she barely eats meat. I also told her to get a grip on her life because how can she be okay with eating some mushy, gross food? She was furious and started crying. She asked me to get out of her house. I refused, so she began screaming like a mad woman and physically pushed me towards the door. She said I had 10 minutes to get all my stuff. She said she hated that I was so rude and inconsiderate to her while she was mentally struggling and suffering at her job. I reminded her that I always told her to leave her job, so it's not my fault she didn't listen to me. She said she had no idea I was such a jerk during the last 3 years, and I was also racist. I told her it is not racist to point out the flaws and truths about someone's cultural food. She was even angrier and threatened to call the cops if I don't leave. I left and went to my mom's house, which I hate because my mom is annoying.
Oh, no.
He's 31. Girlfriend won't answer my calls, and I hate that I am forced to live with my mom because of something so stupid. I don't think I did anything wrong by looking out for my girlfriend, so am I the asshole? I love the line,
she's burned out, apparently.
I told her it is not racist to point out the flaws and truths about someone's cultural food. Like, this guy, man.
This is a white man.
She came home after getting physically attacked. And he still was like,
you know, I have a problem too.
I'm worried about your food.
Yeah.
He just completely was not worried about the fact that she got attacked that day.
He said, babe, you messed up your food. You messed up. He's not even cooking.
I know. He's like, wait. He's just like, she's like, I just got into a massive fight today. It's like, well, I'm hungry.
Yeah. He's probably eating his, she probably made his dish first and then she was making hers and messed it up too. He's like, damn mom, you really gotta eat more chicken. Like,
also, I want to point out yogurt has a lot of protein in it. She's fine. I just want to point that out. That he's like, you're not getting enough protein. It's like, he doesn't even, I'm just pointing out that he's also wrong about that. That he's wrong in multiple ways.
Oh, okay, cool.
I just want to also, this
little
tiny.
That was a high priority.
Little tiny taste. That's what I was focused on. I'm like, hey, whoa, I noticed this. Some comments here. You're the asshole. Oh God. How could you say that while living in her house rent-free and saying it's her fault for not listening to you to quit her job? It's hard to find a job nowadays, and maybe she wants to find another job, but she can't just leave just because you told her to. Maybe there aren't social work positions that are available. You're such a doo-doo head, man. Why is he worried about the gross and mushy food with some yellow stuff when the poor girl is falling apart right in front of him? I hope she finds better than him. Well, I I don't think that'll be hard to find better than him.
No,
I think that's
he's trash.
Yeah. Has he beaten Cat Guy? He was pretty bad.
Personally, yes. I think he beat Cat
Guy. Yeah, he does.
I think he's bad in so many ways. Now, we don't have a lot of context on Cat Guy. He might be worse in other ways, but this guy was bad. He checked every box.
Yeah, well, he'd probably kill the cat because he's like, this cat eats unhealthy food.
I have to save this cat.
This cat's not eating any vegetables. We got to kill it.
Yeah, it's a better way of life. I don't understand. I helped her out.
All right, we have our next story.
Great.
And let's see what this is.
Okay.
This comes from the subreddit Off My Chest. I am sad that my child isn't dark-skinned.
Oh. Okay. No, it's
okay.
You know, it's about time, you know, to have that anger.
Please. Finally.
Throwaway account. I know I'm going to sound horrible, but I finally need to tell someone. I've been feeling like this for more than 4 years. I am a white man who is married to a black woman. I always knew I would marry a black woman because that's the only type of women I am attracted to.
You know, we love a man with dedication, with a vision. You know, we love a man with a vision, okay?
Yeah.
I know my life was gonna end up with a Nubian goddess. I knew I was gonna be a black woman. I've been manifesting this every day of my life.
I met my beautiful, wonderful, intelligent wife. We dated for 5 years before getting married. I love my wife. 9 years together, and I am still so in love. We have a 4-year-old son. When she gave birth, he was white. But aren't all babies? But the months passed.
I remember when I popped out of the womb. With this white skin. It was a tie.
I will say I came out a little light. I was a little questionable when I came out, but my shit came in. It came in.
Okay. It just breaks it. It's like a glow stick. You like crack it open and it's like boop.
It was very confusing because I was pale but with like the hair I currently have, but nappy ass, dark ass, black ass hair. So it was very confusing to everyone involved.
Okay, but months passed and his color didn't change. Now he is 4 and he looks just like me with blue eyes, blonde hair, and his hair isn't even curly or afro. He looks like a little white boy. My wife often gets upset because people assume she is babysitting or that she is the stepmom.
Yeah.
I try to comfort her as much as I can. I pretend I am so happy he looks like me, but the truth is that I am gutted. When she was pregnant, I envisioned a black, brown-skinned kid. I was excited to share black culture with him. I am into things that can be classified stereotypically as black, and so is my wife.
Oh, thank you.
Does he wear a chain and Air Maxes?
No, he's seen Everybody Hates Chris, and I was like, I get it.
The other day, she bought him a black doll. I asked her, what was the point since he looks white? She just said to me, he looks white, but he isn't, and I want him to be a part of my culture, his culture. I have never said anything to anyone or treated him as he wasn't my son. I love him. I wouldn't trade him for any mixed toddler. But I still have
but
this.
But I would.
But
I've thought about it, at least.
And Cat Guy's like, listen. But I still have this feeling that I wish, when I took him to his appointments outside in the park, people would just see that he is not 100% white. My wife wants another baby, but I have been saying no because I am scared baby number 2 will also be white. Edit, since some of you cannot understand what you are reading, this only describes my feelings, not my wife's feelings. She and her family have no problems with our son's skin hair color. Her labor was so awful that she is just happy she is doing fine and is there for her son. Yes, she gets upset at the stranger's comments. You'd be surprised how many strangers open their mouths like, did they give you the wrong kid? Take a DNA test. Check if there was a black kid born that day. Where's the mom? Ma'am, I need to see ID to check if this is really your son. Hey, kiddo, do you know this woman? Et cetera, et cetera. Even my own family. Oh, he had the good genes. Of course she is going to be hurt. But she never expressed
her. Come on, Shane, finish the story.
I'm finishing it. Of course she is going to be hurt, but she never, ever expressed or shown any resentments. I am only talking about myself. I have never discussed this issue with my wife because I'm afraid she would leave me or at least be super upset and mad at me. Oh, so these are comments that, this is him replying to people, giving more context. If I was guaranteed baby number two would be dark-skinned, I'd go for it in a heartbeat. But I am not willing to take the risk of feeling like this times two. I know that dark skin, eyes, and afro hair are dominance. Come on, you know what people who are half white and half black generally look like. Otherwise, nobody would be able to tell ethnicities. No, I don't have a fetish. I don't consider my wife to be some object I use for sexual gratification. I am married to her and I respect her. I like what is considered to be black better. Mm-hmm. No, I don't hate my race. I am perfectly content with my looks. I like my blonde hair, blue eyes, and pale skin. I don't try to alter it. I didn't decide about my son's looks, neither did my wife. He just came out looking like me. Can nobody understand how it is that a 100% black woman gives birth to a white child with blonde hair and blue eyes? If the gender were reversed, if I was black and my wife white, and she gave birth to our son, I'd wonder if he is mine. Even if he was pale, but with dark eyes and dark hair, it would seem natural.
I can't say that online. I can't. Oh God, I can't say what I just the first. You know the first thought that comes to your mind. I'm like, I can't say that.
I can't let the intrusive thoughts win. I hope that 4-year-old child doesn't read that when he grows up.
Yeah.
Oh, why isn't my baby a black baby?
This man has a fade. Like somehow.
It has a fade.
We don't know that this isn't Chet Hanks. We don't know.
I was like, is this Drake? is this Drake? Is this his sock account?
I feel like this child is going to find out how his father feels eventually. Like, yeah. This father's not gonna be able to keep this in. Like, it's gonna be clear.
Yeah. He already hates his child.
It's such an insane thing to, like, still latch onto. And he makes it clear, he's not upset about it because what his wife has to go through. Like, it's not the comments that are why he's upset about it, really.
Yeah.
He brings that up as, like, that's also a thing that mm-hmm. happens. He's upset because he wanted this.
He wanted a black child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He wanted to produce something black and be like, I am one of you.
Yeah.
Raised up like the Lion King.
Yes.
That is, yeah. That's definitely.
It's weird.
He wanted a permanent card mm-hmm. to the cookout.
Yes. That's exactly what he
hey,
wanted.
Hey, I gotta bring my kid to the barber. Yeah. What's up? Hey, nah, I gotta get him lined up.
Too?
What's up? Yeah, whoa. Line him up, y'all. What are we talking about? What's up?
Yeah, did you catch the game? Crazy. if you want to cut my hair too, like, it's fine.
The way he's like fetishizing his child, though, in a way,
for sure.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, I wish you had dark skin.
People objectify their kids. There's tons of parents who do that. I've just, in this way, is so weird. Like, it's a lot. And those comments from his family.
Oh, well, that's par.
Yeah, but like, it's just like, damn. There's some comments here from other people. Lot to unpack in therapy. I'm still stuck on you as a white man want to teach him black culture, but on the same hand, ask your wife why she was buying a black doll for him since he was white passing.
Yeah.
You definitely have a fetish and you need to do something about it. Your children are your children. White passing or kissed by the sun, get a grip and hold on. That's such a weird thing to be like, no, don't buy that.
Yeah.
Like,
it doesn't look like him. He's not black.
He's not black.
He's not black. His skin doesn't show it.
How dare you bring me this black baby in front of my white baby?
What strange criteria for, like, buying something? Like, it has to look like you. You can't buy something that doesn't look like you.
It's funny because, like, the reverse of this is, like, I'm looking at my little dolls from before Tiana came out.
I only played with the black G.I. Joes. I don't know about you.
No, I had Sasha. That's all I got.
Where does this guy rank for you guys?
Mm, It's like, it's kind of like a, he's trying to love, but he doesn't know that his love is misplaced.
It's corrupt.
Yeah. Yeah. And weird.
This and guy, weird. I would go so far as to say this is the weirdest guy. Because the other guys, there's some awful, like, assholes, like, with zero empathy in their bones. All right, here's our last story. Am I the asshole for calling my girlfriend a misandrist slash man-hater? I am a 27-year-old man. I have been with my girlfriend, who's 24, for a few years now. Okay. Once again, we need some math here. I've noticed some concerning behavior of hers, such as she hates being hit on or flirted with. She immediately declines with a very monotone voice. I noticed this mostly before we started dating, as we didn't have the same friend group but had mutual friends. She avoids men in any scenario. I invited her on a cabin trip with my family. However, it ended up being only the men that would be going, as other wives, girlfriends, daughters could not get time away from their duties. She was excited before, but as soon as I mentioned it would be only guys, she immediately changed her mind and called the airline to refund her ticket. If all of my friends come over for a boys' night, she doesn't offer to make snacks for us or anything and just leaves before they get here and won't come home until they're gone. She isn't really rude about it, I guess, but in 3+ years of dating, she has never...
No snacks! No snacks!
No snacks for the boys!
No snacks for the boys!
I love it. It's like she didn't make us snacks, and we cannot make them. Guys, she didn't
they don't
make
know how a microwave
she
works.
Didn't make the bagel bites. What are we gonna do? They've never worked a microwave in their life. She isn't really rude about it, I guess, but in 3+ years of dating, she has never spent more than 5 to 10 minutes around them and never tries to have a conversation besides basic politeness and acknowledging their presence. When I asked, she just looked at me and said, "Do you want me to be super friendly with your friends, half of who have asked me out before?" Which made me think more, but I feel this is still weird. She requests women for everything and goes out of her way to use female doctors, female plumbers, female mechanics. If it's through renter's insurance, for example, she doesn't make a special request, but if it's an elective service, she immediately tries to find a female service provider. I don't think she's physically attracted to men. Our sex life is fine, and she is very affectionate with me. If I ask her if a celebrity is hot or whatever, she just says she doesn't see them like that, or that in her brain, all other men are Ken dolls with no sexual organs. She refuses to have male friends, and if she has a male acquaintance, she blocks, ignores them if they ever make a romantic move on her. From what I know, typically women keep guys like that around, so why she doesn't is beyond me. For example, she had a close male friend for a very long time. However, a few months into us being together, he made a romantic move towards her. For some reason, she was offended and even hurt and was depressed for a while, as he was her only friend left from her childhood. We had a pregnancy scare last month, and she didn't really update or inform me on things. If I hadn't walked in on her crying and holding it, I don't think she would have ever told me. It ended up being false. I called her a misandrist while asking for an explanation for her behavior, and she called me an asshole. I explained why I had my beliefs, and she just kicked me out of her office and said she doesn't have time for this. Am I the asshole? There's an edit here. Regarding previous male trauma she could have, I asked her about it, and she did mention an event that happened to her in college. A female friend asked her to pick them up from a party as they were drunk, but when girlfriend got there, a group of guys locked her in a bedroom with them. Nothing happened, and she kicked out a window to leave. But she said she was much meaner to men before that. That incident calmed her down and made her realize being that direct can be dangerous. Those guys had all been guys she may have rejected harshly, but she said she didn't recognize their faces. This guy, boy,
he's.
Let's unpack this.
Yeah,
I think I'm surprised. His behavior is a little confusing to me because this is a toxic guy, but I'm surprised that his toxicity isn't leading to like jealousy and stuff. Like so many men are like pulling romantic moves on her, and he's mad that she's like
she's not flirting back.
She doesn't like it.
It's just like, I'm like, wait, I'm confused here, man. What do you want?
It's like he wants to be with. I think he like look. I don't know this man. Chester. I think he wants to be with someone. He likes the idea of like her getting hit on, right? And I think he wants to have more of that, and he's upset that she's not playing into this fantasy. Because there are, I have met, I don't know, maybe they're out there, guys that like when their partners are being hit on, that's like a thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like flattering to them. So he sounds like the opposite of insecure. He sounds very secure, and he wants, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, interesting. That's like the only explanation I can think of.
Yeah, it's weird.
Because it's very weird that he's like upset about it. That like she had a close friend who then like was like, oh, I'm romantically interested in you. And then like he's upset that she didn't remain friends with him.
And that like, she didn't like that.
Yeah, it's like, what do you want?
Why aren't you flattered? He wants to fuck you.
Yeah. I don't
Say
get it,
thank
babe.
You.
You don't want to hang out with all my friends that have told you they want to fuck you? And you didn't make them snacks?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay, you gotta kick out a window to get out of a room full of men. What's your deal? You don't want to go to a cabin in the woods with a bunch of men?
Yeah. Come on.
I don't understand you, girl.
I'm sorry. I'm not finding the connection here.
Okay, you only want to see a female OBGYN. You only want to see a female mechanic. I don't get it. What? You only want to see a female plumber? You mean you only want a woman to come to your house and fix your pipes? You don't want a man to come to your house?
You don't want a man just walk into your building like that?
What?
God.
I'm confused.
Okay, I have a question. Is it really, because like, is it really this common for men to, like in 2022, like,
yeah,
for men to expect women to cook for them, like that they're incapable of making anything for themselves?
Y'all, this sounds like weaponizing competition.
Jackie?
Oh, Jackie, what is,
I've never heard that before.
You heard of it, right? It's like when men are asked to do something like, I don't know, like clean the bathroom, but then like they do it bad on purpose so that then someone else has to do it for them. And it's kind of like, oh, like, yeah, you're my girlfriend, but like you're basically my mom. Like, you know, you heard about that, right? It's kind of like this.
I've never heard the term put onto it, but I've definitely like, it's obviously such a known like trope and like obviously reality of like so many men cannot, but also will not cook for themselves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Will not go like get groceries, will not like do a lot of stuff. And then they put that burden on their girlfriend.
Yeah.
And it feels like, so what you're saying, it's a way of like control.
It's that energy of like, you should be taking care of your children. We shouldn't be congratulating dads for taking care of their children.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I think there's like often a trend of that.
Well, and it's like, I've certainly heard like, it's just like, oh wow, he cooks. Like that's crazy. Where it's like, you know, it's like, that's, that's just a normal thing.
I know. Like, and I feel like that's ingrained in me. Whenever I see a guy online that's like, I'm a chef, I say, he's a what?
Right.
He's a chef. I'm being honest. I'm trying to break it. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but like, I feel like a lot of the times, a lot of men are like babied by their moms, right? Or like their moms want to like overly mother them and take care of them.
For sure.
And I think sometimes that does like, I've dated guys who are unable to do basic tasks because either they've never had to do it themselves. Like the fact that like some men can't do laundry or they don't know how to change their sheets nor buy sheets or have a second set of sheets to.
Back in my college days, my roommates did not know how to clean a toilet.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
How have you survived like, this?
I've seen you do it, Shane.
Do what?
You're like, I can't do it.
Wow, Shane. Let's unpack your behavior.
You're gonna throw that out right here. We're at the end of the video and you're just gonna
Part two. If you wanna hear about some other Reddit stories, if you want Reddit stories number three, we can talk about Shane's weaponizing competence in this space. Let us know. We have all these videos all the time. Thank you for stopping by to Smosh, but we have two videos right down here. Thank you so much for listening. Y'all, we got more stories coming your way. Like and subscribe, baby. Have a great day.
Thank you for doing the outro. I couldn't have done it.
Nope.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.